Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I'm BBD, and that is my friend Joe's McFly.
Hi,
Joe's. How you doing?
Great. A Yankee baseball after off day, and we got going to the stadium today.
Going to the stadium today. That's
absolutely
right.
Can't wait.
That's good stuff. Oh, I like that.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Just dawning on me that one of the guys we talked to today isn't in this lineup. Do you want to tell the people what the lineup is?
Oh, that sucks. All right. Leading off, we got Volpe, then Judge, Rizzo, Torres, LeMahieu, Peraza. We'll talk about the placement in a second. IKF is in center field. Higgy catching, Hicks, Schmidt on the book.
Yeah.
Damn, dog.
Against the lefty, because it's Jose Suarez, left-handed, going for the Angels. I guess in hindsight, Boone, when we've talked to him, has indicated, Oswaldo probably would be on the list of guys that might be not in first lefty lineups.
Right.
Took me a while to find that phrasing.
Yes, but I do like Oswaldo, you know, batting right-handed, especially against this kind of lefty, which I think that he can mash as well. So
are they in line to get Sandoval this series too?
Let me see. Ohtani pitched yesterday.
You're going to miss him. Griffin Canning and Sandoval's the finale. So, like, if he's going to rest against one of the lefties, I'd have rather...
Sandoval.
Get him out of Sandoval's way?
Yes.
Or are they going to do it against both? Because Boone didn't say they think he's bad at hitting right. He's just,
right.
He still has work to do, as everyone does.
Like Peraza in the lineup, would have liked to see Peraza, Oswaldo, and Volpe in the lineup. That would
All
have
the
been
kids
cool.
Would have been cool.
Would have been cool. And I would have actually liked to see Peraza. There's nothing wrong where he's batting, but... If you could have him bat ninth and then have his speed and Volpe's speed like back to back in front of Judge, who, by the way, mashes this guy.
That's good.
That would have been great.
Yeah. I guess then it becomes like, given that IKF and Hicks are in this lineup, where are they supposed to play? Or where they're supposed to hit in the order?
Right.
That's a little funky.
Yeah.
I would have not played both of them. But
same.
Yeah. Judges in right. IKF center. Okay. Is this the first starting lineup we've gotten? Hicks, IKF, Judge, left to right?
I think so. The triumphant.
Yes.
The towers.
I got to go quote tweet that.
Yeah. I don't know if, I mean, IKF actually has been surprisingly good in center field.
Yeah, he looks good there.
Gets good jumps. He looks calm, so that's good.
If
good
it's
for him.
Like his whole skill set, some speed, react to the ball, go get it.
Yes. Lineup, go out there, go get him. Let's go.
Yeah. Anything else you're watching for today?
I'm actually watching for... Ohapi is like a really good catcher. So I'm watching to see how he affects the speed game. Because we have some speedsters in the lineup. People that could take backs.
We've got like our steals lineup.
This is the steals lineup. You know, like you got Volpe.
Volpe Judge will grab one.
Yes.
Rizzo loves to sneak up.
Rizzo.
Whether we like it or not, he's part of the steals crew.
Rizzo talked himself into the speed crew thinking, hey, we're going to run the speed lineup tomorrow. the original lineup probably didn't have his name, and he kind of talked in Boone like, hey, I'm fast.
We're doing speed lineup today? All right,
whatever. Okay, fine. Well, you're in.
Not DJ. Glaber swipes bags. Peraza can swipe bags. IKF.
IKF.
No hit. No Higgy. Hicks. No. On paper can swipe a bag.
He can. Yes.
They've talked on paper. When Boone's talked about using him in the nine hole, he's referenced good base running.
And getting on base. So
ability to draw a walk.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Six is high for Peraza. Did he ever bat that high in his cameo last year? I can find that out.
I don't think so, because at the time Giancarlo was already in the lineup and that probably pushed him down, and Donaldson was there.
Batting order positions, pinch hit 1, 8, 8, 9, 9, 7, pinch hit in the 4 spot. He batted cleanup at Toronto September 28th, 9, 5.
That was one of those loony games at the end, trying to get guys rest.
The Texas series, he went 5, 6, 6, 5.
Okay, so he has batted higher, but not in games.
Not for real.
Not for real, right? Like, the only thing that the Yanks were playing for around that time was just the Judge Homer chase, batted, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Batted fourth at Toronto at the end, yeah. They were done.
I love that they're using him, though. Like,
I go out there, hit. It sounds like he might be down tomorrow.
Might
so
be down tomorrow. Even though...
Use him.
Well, there's a world... That's another conversation for another day, but there's a world where they won't send him down, but I think they might.
Little bit cheating the question, but I'm watching for Clark. Want to see him fully put one together. Last start against
this
Cleveland
is the one
best start.
Yes, her mom put it together. Line. Her mom put it together last start. I'd like to see him now. This is not an easy lineup here. Facing the Angels.
Yep.
Ohtani is out there, right?
Yeah, their lineup. They got Warden left, Trout in center, Ohtani. Rendon, Renfro, Jake Lamb is at first base. Didn't know he was there. Gio's playing second base, batting seventh, and he's hit really well this year. Zach Neto is at short. He's their rookie they just called up. And Logan Hoppy.
Who's going to have 3 billion people at the stadium today. Family.
Should.
Cool kid. Yeah, so it's not going to be an easy lineup, but there will be righties there. There are some lefties, you know. Ohtani's going to be a tough one for him. He's got to try to get. I always wonder, why doesn't Clark use changeups more against against lefties? I know he's using the cutter, but he's got to change.
He has that.
I don't know.
That feel mix that in. That's like kind of the what righties do to lefties.
Yes.
So, yeah, you don't like to make the starting pitcher your what to watch for, but he's the thing here. Besides being able to see Peraza as, like, an excitement thing, I want to see Clark do well.
Beebs, I've gone to – today I will have gone to 3 games. This is my 3rd game of the season I'm going to. All of the games are, for some reason, Clark Schmidt games. I just noticed that. When I went to Baltimore, Clark Schmidt. Up here, 2nd game of the season, Clark Schmidt. And then now today, Clark Schmidt, pop, I needed a win today.
Need some good vibes.
Yes,
for Clark.
Please.
Pitching path to victory. Bullpen's fresh.
Super rested.
They all got a double off day. So everyone should be available. Like, they should be able to kind of short leash Clark. With Nestor Thursday, Brito tomorrow. So they would like to not have to use everybody, but I think they should.
They would love 5.
Dude, almost everybody's had a triple off day.
That's kind of insane,
Cole,
though.
Sunday through a complete game. Saturday, it looks like just Mike King threw 38 pitches.
You don't really get that.
So Clay... Wandy, Marinaccio hasn't pitched since last Wednesday.
He's pitching this game tonight.
Abreu hasn't pitched since Cole's last start, I think.
He might pitch tonight.
He could get in tonight. Weissert, we haven't seen yet. Cordero hasn't pitched since Thursday. Ian Hamilton, I think, is good to go. 47 pitches in the blowout.
Yeah. He pitched three innings. So they might try to give him an extra day.
Yeah.
Well, that was the blowout day. So he's hasn't pitched since then, right?
This will be 5 days since.
He'll be available.
Should be available. Everyone's available. Maybe they try to stay away from King and have him ready to trail Brito tomorrow.
Let's go Schmidt for four, right? Give me four good ones, all right? With the Yankees giving a chance to win, not a blowout or anything like that. Last time could have been a stepping stone. This time a little bit better, all right? Be careful to the lefties. After that, we'll go ahead and bring in... I don't know if King would be a good time there.
I think
it'll probably end up being... You could bring in Marinaccio right then and there.
But him... If there's guys on, need to clean up an inning and a lefty comes up.
Yes. For the fifth, six and seven would be King for me, unless you want to go eighth. I would like to, you know, if
not you're against it, but I think I've got him in my head. He's the last reliever that's pitched. He's the, in theory, the most. I've used. Got him for tomorrow and like everyone else available for one today.
I think that he's like a break in the you know,
yeah.
In case of like, hey, we can really get this game right now, then we can go ahead and do that.
Dan Canobio's looking in,
happy.
He's always happy. I think something along the lines of Clark to Marinaccio. Maybe for multiple because they've been doing that with him.
Yes. That might be two.
Pitching forever.
Might be two.
Yeah, so he could be five and six, and then Wandy and Clay for some combo to finish it out.
I think they still see. Yeah, I can see Wandy getting a big Ohtani out. I mean, this series is Wandy's trying to get Ohtani. Yeah,
he's facing Ohtani this week.
Yeah, so we can see that, and then you know Clay. Closes it out. Hopefully he has he's more in control of this series.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone's ready.
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready for Homer Draft.
It's the Homer Draft. Woo! Time to Homer. Can I go first? Am I going first?
I'm going to let you have the first pick.
Judge?
That seems really wise.
Five homers against this guy?
Jeez. Yeah, that feels like a good pick, man.
Feels like a great pick. Who's your second guy?
So I've got two picks now. Let's say Glaber gets right. I like him to hit a homer in that instance. And I don't think we're gonna see him. We might not see him again this series. So I think it's a little bit of smart math, or maybe I want him to force the issue, but I'll take Peraza on the other one. So Glaber and Peraza, will be my two picks.
By the way, I misread the thing. He does not have five homers against him. He just has five homers on the season. Okay.
That makes some more sense. I still believe in the pick.
So you took Glaber and?
Peraza.
Okay. Glaber and Peraza. You know what? I think we're going to see a...
Higgy
bomb today. It just feels like a Higgy bomb today.
Got one.
Reason. I think Higgy's going yard. We had better picks, sure, maybe, but I like my chances with Higgy today.
Higgy, yeah, he's got some pop versus lefties in particular. Yep. I don't hate that.
He kind of homers when he plays.
I wish I saw him a little bit so I could have picked him. I just kind of gloss right over him. Any guesses on the over-under line today?
Clark's pitching. Lefty, Yankees. I'm going to go with, is it 8.5?
Close.
Nine?
It's 9 flat.
9 flat?
First Yankees line that I've noticed wasn't an 8.5 line.
Well, then I'm going to the game, so you know what that means.
Yeah, that rules are rules. I think I just found out I technically have a ticket to tonight's game. Like, I'm watching the Knicks, so.
The Knicks, that's the thing. Like, I got this ticket, and then I'm like, and then that's when I remembered, oh, the Knicks have a. But, yeah, so I'm going over. For sure, over.
Yeah. Feels like an over.
Hopefully Yankees win.
Plus
big.
You're going.
And I'm going.
It's like those are the rules. I'm on the over as well.
Rules are rules.
Yeah. Okay. You have any premonitions tonight?
Yes. I do have a premonition. I think that Peraza ends up getting on. We'll get a base hit. Steal, and then we'll have, of all the people, I think Hicks is going to be the one to bring him in. Oh. With a double.
You had a Hicks RBI double.
I have a Hicks RBI double.
I love that.
I think he needs that.
He needs that, man.
Yeah. Come on. I'm tired of hearing the boos. I know you are too. Hit that double. Let's go, Pop.
Oh, don't like that I just saw. Not going to say that.
You seen a bad premonition?
Like, it's too obvious. The one that I saw. Like, okay. People are going to be like, oh, you're not even trying to do a premonition. You're just you're just saying IKF's going to ground out. But I saw a ground out off of him. It's like, I don't want that.
Let's not do that.
So I'm not going to premo that. Not gonna promo that. I think we get like we get an iconic judge, like in the corner, grab it, throw it. And don't know if he gets a guy, but like he shows the arm.
Oh, you think he's gonna gun somebody out?
I think he shows the arm today. Whether or not that becomes an out, I have him as throwing it into second. Don't know if he gets a guy, but I have him making that turn and throw to second.
I just seen something too. Once you said that, I seen Judge gunning out Ohtani at third.
Third. That I want.
He's in right field. So he's on first. Ohtani's going to go first to third. Judge uncorks and gets him out at third. Stadium goes nuts.
They go nuts.
To end the inning.
Ohtani's making the last out at third?
I think he thinks he can make it.
Yeah. He's fast, dude.
He is fast. So that's why it would be even more impressive if Judge guns him out.
I like looked at Ohtani's numbers because I was like, oh, I haven't really heard like specific talk about him this year. I was like, maybe he's kind of off to a slow start. And he's like, no, he's the best pitcher and like a really good hitter, like one of the best hitters.
Happy we missed him pitching wise.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice. Very Sox nice. Got the business.
In the rain.
Rain day, gross.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.